What I wanted to, you know, get in with this morning's interview is, you know, with it being, you know, Movers Month, I think maybe the first question I'd have that, you know, people might be listening and saying, you know, Scott, I don't understand. I called a mover. We're all set to go. We're moving across town. I mean, why do you have me thinking about, you know, what could go wrong? And I think that's a good opening question. I mean, if people aren't careful, you know, what are some of your concerns? What are some of the things that could go wrong with this?
Okay, if something does go wrong, there certainly are challenges with some companies out there that do a different price than they initially had said they would do. You also could have shipments that they get broken. You want to make sure that the company you're dealing with is going to take care of any damage that occurs and makes you whole in terms of fixing the items that need to be repaired.
All right, so yeah, you're obviously talking about how, you know, things could get broken. Maybe that's something else we forget about too, that it's a major undertaking. You are emptying your house, you know, and transporting it somewhere else and unloading it. I mean, it's probably not the afterthought maybe that we might make it seem to be, especially when there's so many other things about moving that come up. You probably want this front and center, I would think.
There's a lot of things that go through your mind and a lot of things you have to deal with when you're relocating, and certainly the mover is just one piece of that, and making sure that you've got your house sold or rented out to somebody else, and to changing over all the utilities and letting people know that your new address. So there's a lot of things that are on your mind, but it is important to make sure that you are focusing on the actual mover that's going to come and do the job. Do your research. Make sure that you're working with a professional mover, a pro mover who's going to do a good job with that particular part of the whole relocation process, because there are a lot of things that can go wrong. You have some types of furniture that maybe don't do well if they get moved and you don't take the proper care so they don't get broken or leg get knocked off or something chipped or something. So you want to make sure that everything's protected carefully, and you want to use a pro mover to make sure that they do it right.
All right, the next question somebody might have too is, okay, where would I come up with a pro mover? I mean, is there a kind of a registry or something I can check for people that have that good reputation, the good reviews, you know, so we know who we're hiring?
You can investigate all kinds of companies online, and there's a lot of different resources that you can use to look at things. But we recommend that you start at our moving.org website. We have a timeline to help you prepare for the move. We have tips of things to look for. And we do have a search feature that allows you to enter information where you're moving to and from, what types of move you're looking at, and we'll give you a list of pro movers in your community or people near you that can do a good job that we've gone to the trouble of checking out, vetted them carefully, and done the research to make sure that these are legitimate movers that will be professional.
All right, now one thing that I think, you know, bears repeating is, you know, people might be concerned about some valuables. Maybe one of the things you can do is, you know, move those items yourself. Move the really valuable things and leave the very heavy items, you know, for the movers. That would seem like a good plan there.
That's great advice. If you've got jewelry or a coin collection or some things that are really important, wedding pictures, something that's small enough that you can transport it yourself, that's definitely worth doing, just to make sure that nothing goes wrong with those particular items.
All right, and again, obviously, as you alluded to earlier, you know, plan for something to go wrong now. You know, sit down with the people, maybe ask them, hey, I'm not saying anything bad's going to happen, but what if something were to break, get dropped, or, you know, you hit a pothole in the road, some things get jostled around, even though you movers, you know, pack things carefully. Maybe talk in advance about, you know, what plans do you have if things break, because obviously, no matter how good they are, anything can happen, right?
It certainly can, and hopefully that won't happen on your particular move, but it's good to know what type of liability protection the movers offer. Usually they'll give you options of some different liability levels in case something does go wrong. And make sure that you do the research and decide what kind of coverage you need. You might be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy, and you wouldn't need it to get movers coverage, but you just want to know that ahead of time and make sure that you are prepared for what could go wrong.
All right, and Scott, obviously it's an old phrase, but it's kind of a good one. You know, you get what you pay for, and sometimes we tend to shop by price. Understandable, I guess, these days, but, you know, if you find somebody that's way cheaper than all the movers that you've checked, there might be a reason for that, and that's putting it mildly, right?
That's good advice on just about any kind of transaction you're dealing with. If someone is charging you a whole lot less than any everybody else, there might be a reason why. And in this case, we have heard a few reports of companies that do lowball offers just to get your business. Then they take the items, put them on the truck, and all of a sudden everything that you care about is being driven away, and they're saying they're going to increase the price double or triple in case, unless you pay them the higher estimate, and you may not see your stuff again. So that's a really scary scenario, and you want to avoid that by making sure you're working with a professional company that is legitimate, that follows the rules. There are laws that say that you can't change the price once the shipment's loaded on the truck, so you should be protected as long as it's a company that's willing to play by the rules.
All right. Do you like that, again, moving, .org website? Sounds like a good plan to start checking out names or even seeing, you know, who you can call.
It is a great place to start the research, moving.org. We've got good tips. We've got consumer information. We even have some free brochures that we'll mail to you if you'd like more information about moving some electronics or pets or plants or just things that you want to prepare for your move. You can find all that on our moving.org website. We're happy to send it to you.
All right. Sounds great. I appreciate getting to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, take care. Bye now.